This is Extracts, the magazine.
Hi, and welcome along to this week's Extracts. I'm Sarah Hockley. Coming up later, we've got our tip from the top from Rob Pendry down at Swansea Sound in Wales. Natalie Jacks will be along with the live guide and some suggestions for interviews. Plus, we've got the latest news and, of course, our single of the week. First, though, it's off to BBC Humberside as Extracts speaks to afternoon presenter Jeremy Buxton.
Good conversation, good music. It's a good afternoon from Jeremy Buxton on BBC Radio Humberside.
My career in radio began in a very strange fashion. It's probably every young boy's dream, but at the age of 11, I was off school ill, having had a hernia operation of all things. And Jim Will Fix It came back on TV, and I thought for a joke I'd write in. Actually, it wasn't a joke, I was in all seriousness, and I really wanted it to happen. I wrote a letter to Jim Will Fix It by accident. It got into David Hatch's mailbag, who was in charge of Radio 2. And he opened the letter and thought, hey, this sounds like a good idea. And before I knew where I was, instead of being at school, while I was still off ill, I ended up going on Gloria Hunniford's programme on Radio 2 as part of a special Jim Will Fix It. And it just sort of all snowballed from there. Every day's different. It doesn't matter what type of radio you're doing, whether you're working in commercial radio, working for GWR or a smaller group, whatever you're doing, if it's the BBC, you're entertaining people, whether with speech or with music. And you can always find a new way of being innovative and being entertaining. And I think that's the challenge, the delight of every single day.
The number one from this day on In a Lifetime.
25 to 3, you're with the BBC, the most popular radio station from the Wolds to the Humber Estuary, 95.9 FM, 1485 AM, and the number one, 1983, from Sting and the Police. I think my favourite moment must have been when, working here at Radio Humberside, it came to our silver anniversary, our 25th birthday. February the 25th, we decided to head off as part of our birthday celebrations and take some 250 listeners across to Holland on North Sea ferries. And as part of the whole proceedings, I got to broadcast my Saturday lunchtime programme from Holland, and we did it from Radio Rijnmond. Now, I thought the equivalent of the BBC would be just like us in Holland, but that wasn't the case. We walked in, first thing the lady said, Would you like a drink? And we thought, fantastic. So we thought we'd get tea or coffee. And we walked into this huge studio with a performing stage, tables and chairs all over the place, and a bar actually in there sponsored by Heineken. And I thought, this is where I want to spend the rest of my broadcasting career. So I think for me, the highlight so far has been broadcasting live from Holland. Having said that, Russ and Jono on Virgin have been to Barbados, so I've still got more aspirations.
You're listening to Big Boy Buxton on the BBC.
The nickname Big Boy Buxton was self-induced. I'm 6'6", and I'm 2 metres tall, and everybody, when you're 6'6", looks at you and says, "Ooh, isn't he big?" And a few years ago, when I first started at Lynx FM, we started doing silly nicknames and things, and I just sort of started for a joke calling myself Big Boy Buxton, 6'6", and proud of it, ooh-er. And it's stuck. So now I'm here. I mean, we sort of slot it in every so often, but it's a great way when you've arrived at a new radio station is to somehow find a nickname or find some way of mocking yourself so that people know who you are. Actually, America there as well. It's Oscars night tonight.
Is it? Oh,
yeah.
Well,
do you reckon you're going to win one?
Me? I don't suppose I'll ever get a night or anything. I'm not bothered. The Irish fella went to a car boot sale, backed in the wrong way and sold the engine.
The afternoon show, the way we work things, having had our phone-in programme and then the lunchtime news, by about 2 o'clock, we have a little bit of music. I know most BBC stations have gone speech-based. We do a golden year. It's called In a Lifetime. We try and bring back the music and the memories. So we pick a golden year every single afternoon, play you the choice hand-picked songs from that chart of the day. And then after 2:30, we actually get the chance to speak to a celebrity of the day. Could be, and it usually is, somebody who's appearing in the theatre locally. We had Brian Glover and Brian Kant from the Canterbury Tales. Sally Ann Matthews has been at Hull Truck. Sue Tully, who was Michelle in EastEnders. All big stars, basically. Every kind of people Also, when they come on the TV, we try and capture those from BBC TV publicity. We had Stephen Tompkinson, Dervla Kerwin from Drop the Dead Donkey and Goodnight Sweetheart when they started Ballykiss Angel. We've spoken to Panther and loads of the other gladiators. And Stephanie Beecham has this new programme on BBC One for the next few weeks called No Bananas. And she's here doing interviews. And believe it or not, she's going to be on my programme, which I am gobsmacked about. She is a soap queen and she'll be with us on the afternoon show.
First for travel. First for weather reports. First for sport. And first for local, national and international news. From the Wolds to the Humber Estuary, BBC Radio Humberside.
Now here's Natalie.